It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to a Motivational Monday, March the 8th. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host, here every Monday through Friday, noon to 1. But that comes to an end on Friday. Next Friday, we go to 10 to 11, and it'll be both Arizona and Nevada time. And Paul will still be on from 11 to 12 both times, and then right after Paul will become Sean Hannity. So a little change up on Monday. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, West Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding and Training, and TWN Communications. And we're going to get right into the program because we are rocking and rolling. It is a Monday, and it is the International Women's Day across America. And I'm interviewing five fantastic international women locally here. And we're going to start off with Dr. Carolyn Stewart, who is the superintendent of the elementary school district, and she's social distancing today from her office. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Larry. Actually, I think it's afternoon, but
True. Yeah. Well, it's still morning in Nevada, see? So whenever I'm wrong, I'm not actually wrong. So how did you get to superintendent level?
Well, I grew up in a very small town in Iowa, and I was only the second person on both sides of my family to go to college to be a teacher. And during the 10 years that I was a high school English teacher, I was fortunate enough to be the co-chair of a K-12 curriculum committee for the school district. The other two co-chairs were district directors for elementary and secondary education.
Okay, and so then you moved to Bullhead?
No, 6 years in that position. I was a teacher there for 10 years, but I was 6 years in that position on the committee. And the ongoing mentorship of those two directors, as well as the superintendent in that district, initiated my interest in district-level administration. So the superintendent kept talking to me about that I could impact more students' lives if I were an administrator than if I were continued to be a teacher. So I was doing graduate work. I'd been doing graduate work in English, and then I started, I shifted. So I shifted my postgraduate work to degrees in educational leadership. And so then after 10 years of teaching, I quit my job and I went to school full-time at the University of Iowa to finish my doctoral degree.
Oh, okay. And what point in time did you move to Bullhead City and become our principal?
So when I went to work on my PhD, I completed that in 1981, and then, believe it or not, I couldn't find a job in the middle of the year, and I couldn't find a job at district level because I'd never been a principal, and so they kept saying, no, you got to be a principal first. So I interviewed for and became the assistant principal at Monument Valley High School in Kayenta, Arizona, which is up on the Navajo Reservation. I was in that position for 3 years, and then I was the middle school principal for 3 years, and came to Bullhead in November of 1989. So I've been here since 1989.
Wow. And, of course, you started off here then as principal of Desert Valley?
Right. At the time, it was Bullhead City Intermediate School. There were only three schools. There was the primary school, which is now Mountain View, which is no longer a school.
Right.
Bullhead City Intermediate School that became Desert Valley, and Bullhead City Junior High, which is now the middle school. And so I was principal at Desert Valley for 5 years, 4.5 years. And in 1995, when Coyote Canyon was built, I went there and was there for 18 years. And then I was at Bullhead City Junior High for 2 years, and then I retired, and then I got bored, and took the opportunity to apply for the superintendency, and here I am, in three-fourths of the way through year two.
Did you have any mentors that you looked up to as you were going through these steps?
I did, actually. The superintendent in that district where I taught, his name was Max Redmond. And he's the one who really, really encouraged me to impact the education of more students from an administrative position. And that all that work, the 6 years on the curriculum, district-wide curriculum committee, gave me some exposure to curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade. And then when I was at the University of Iowa, I had an internship in the Office of Community College Affairs, you know, because you always have to pay your way to get through grad school.
Right.
And that was a really fortunate kind of thing. Dwayne Anderson, we called him Andy, was the chair of that department. And that was the outreach department from the university to all of the community colleges in Iowa. And so I had great opportunity to work with a whole group of people from the Office of Community College Affairs doing professional development for community college teachers and community college administrators. So so those two mentors really put me on the road to doing the kinds of things I do now. And there are still times, even at this point, half a century into education, where I come up against something and I go, okay, what would Max do right now? Or what would Andy do right now? And there's some calm in having those thoughts. I don't really have any idea what either of those two men might do in those situations, but I always knew that they would have had an answer. And I always knew that, okay, if I thought it through, I'd probably get through the situation okay. So those were really my two mentors. And interestingly enough, neither one of them, both of them, I should say, encouraged women in education. And think about this as being, you know, 40 and 50 years ago. We're talking about some very forward-looking men who recognized that men didn't have all the answers and that women could do things in the areas of curriculum, instruction, staff development, building relationships with people. And then I think that work in the Office of Community College Affairs also gave me the confidence to teach the NAU classes and the MCC classes that I taught for a number of years after I came here.
Fantastic. What kind of recommendations would you give to young ladies now that look at you and think, I want her job?
I would say go for it. I would say, first of all, you have to believe in yourself. And you have to believe that you can do and be anything you want to do and be. And then while you're learning the content and the skills in any subject or for any job, you need to consciously watch and listen to the people around you and to learn the most effective ways to do that person's job. Lots of times, part of what I do well, I do because I also watched some folks do things the wrong way. And even though I never knew I would be an administrator, I thought about it and I thought, ooh, if I were ever in his position or her position, I wouldn't do that. So sometimes you learn from other people's mistakes as well. Yeah. I would also say that young people, anybody, you have to demonstrate integrity. At the end of the day, that's all you have. You have to say what you mean, and you have to mean what you say. And most importantly, you have to do it. You can't just say it. You have to do it.
Exactly.
Oh, and by the way, believe in yourself.
Exactly. Dr. Stewart, what's the phone number at the district office if somebody wants to call you and ask you additional questions?
It is 928-758-3961. But I'll tell you a little secret. I took the vacay day today, so I'm not in the office, but I'll be there tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time, Dr. Stewart. Have a great day.
Thank you. Okay, you too. Bye-bye. I don't know
why.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MOHAVEELECTRIC.com/BROADBAND or call 888-227-2095.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office, so you spray.
Ha ha, missed me.
Then they're in a different area. You spray again. Oops, there they are over there.
Missed again.
Barron Pest Solutions can make this a lot easier. Barron's uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron's certified technicians are trained to take care of scorpions, sun spiders, ants, rodents, and they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron today and say goodbye to your bug problem. 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family. 758-5499.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to assist patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. Questions? Call Legacy Rehabilitation and Care Center at 928-763-1404 or stop by and meet the staff, 2812 Silver Creek Road. Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. If you're a grandparent or a parent, I hope you're taking notes during this program, especially if you've got little girls that you would like to help them build their future. Now into the studio, we have Jennifer Rowan, who is a bank executive here in Laughlin and also the vice president of the Colorado River Women's Council. How'd you get into that?
Oh, it's really awesome. In regards to banking, I actually started as a part-time teller in 2004, and then I moved here from Texas and worked at a local bank downtown as a teller as well. And 2011, I became a banker, and then I went to Kingman and have been a manager for another bank since 2015, and then I came down here to Laughlin just 2019 in September.
Okay.
And that's where I actually got into the Women's Council. Is I was searching out local groups and areas so that I can participate and volunteer down in this area, and I came across the Colorado River Women's Council and just saw all the great things that they did. And they continue to do even throughout the pandemic. I just think it's so important to be a part of that, not just have a job in the community, but actually participate in the needs and meet those needs within the community.
Fantastic. So when did you decide you wanted to be an executive in the banks?
Well, I'm a branch manager at a local bank. I think it's really my passion to help people succeed in their financial goals. And just the satisfaction that you get when you see the difference that you've made in that person's life, maybe getting a new car or just giving them general advice on their banking, it's a satisfaction that you just crave and you want to continue to have because you've made a real genuine change in somebody's life.
How did you prepare for that?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I worked really hard, you know, starting in 2004. I took classes at CSU, got my degree in business management and human resources, and I just had a lot of good people kind of push me towards the management position. It's really funny because I didn't really actually apply for it. I was asked to take a position, and I did, and, you know, it was just something that it really was a good fit for me.
So you had some mentors.
I did. I've had a few good ones and bad ones over the years. Actually, one that I want to point out is Carrie Ferris. I've known her since I worked at a bank with her. Just give her a shout out because she is professionally, she's wonderful and a good person to learn from. And personally, with all the things that she does in the community, it's amazing that, you know, she can be out there and participate and be available wherever it's necessary, no matter what the need is. She's going to find a way to meet that need. And it's just really something to look up to and to be a part of with her.
Well, and she's the one who, when she wasn't available, she said, but I have somebody who can do the radio show. And she threw you under the bus.
Yeah, you know, it's really awesome, though. We do a lot of great programs. The GATE program that we just ended for teachers and assisting with their financial needs within the classroom so they don't have to use their own money. And then we have the scholarship program that is ending on April 15th, so they need to get their applications in. Those are programs that are helping people grow and sustain, especially with the pandemic. A lot of things have been canceled, and we haven't been canceled.
That's good. And then mention the one program in the schools where they help the teachers prepare in their classrooms for a disaster, basically. I'm blowing the name of it, but they put water in the classrooms. They put two-way radios. And there's a name for it, POKE.
POKE, yeah, yeah. So
Protecting Our Kids' Environment.
Yeah, that one's really awesome. They teach and provide items for the kids so that if there is some kind of disaster, heaven forbid, some school shooting or something like that, that the kids are prepared and they're protected as much as they can be.
And that would include if they were locked down
yes.
in the school, if there was something happened outside the school and they
Absolutely.
Were locked down for a limited period of time or something.
Yeah.
You know, they got water and they got communications mm-hmm. and I don't remember what all went into that. Pat Bear was a big part of that in the beginning and
Louise
Zaborski.
Sure.
And so real quickly, what advice would you give to young ladies that were just starting in banking and thinking that they want to move up in the bank system?
You know, I think it's so important that we let our kids know, or, you know, young women and young men in the community, that take something that you're passionate about and continue with it, and don't be afraid to push yourself and don't be afraid of failure. I mean, there's plenty of times where I did go for promotions and I didn't get it, but I never let it get me down. I just saw it as a way to go forward and to learn from that. Obviously, I hadn't done something right, so I needed to fix it and go forward. And just when you get to those leadership positions, do not keep it for yourself. Take the information that you have, share it with others so that they can take it on to the next person. It's very important that we build each other up. So if you have something, share it and give back to the community too.
Good, good, good deal. What would you have done differently in this adventure of yours into an executive position?
You know, I think I am very happy with the path that I've taken.
Good.
The only thing that I think I would change is I would have done it a little bit sooner.
Yeah.
It's a great position. These are great jobs in the community. We are seen as leaders, and I think it's very important that we act that way. And I'm very happy with the path that I took.
Good. And soon you're going to be the president of the Women's Council?
Oh, we'll see about that.
I'm sure Carrie's tired. She's been there for 2 or 3 years, I believe.
She has. She's done a great job, though.
Good. How do people get in touch with you at the bank if they have questions and they want to learn more about banking or positions?
Yeah, so I can give my cell phone number.
Okay.
I do reach out directly to my customers, and that's 928-583-2397. Just leave me a message, and I'll call you back, or you can send me a text.
Okay, very good. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much, Larry.
All right, we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us have visited the doctor for an ongoing health concern to which the doctor will recommend a prescription. Tony Liska of the Apothecary Shop understands some people may need a dosage not available from the manufacturer. Tony at the Apothecary Shop, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy in Lake Havasu, can compound the perfect dose for your height, weight, and condition, treating your condition more effectively. Tony has a personal commitment to his community Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Let's be candid. Rates are at historic lows, and right now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers to explore refinancing. Let Mojave Mortgage help you reach your goals of financial success. Maybe pull cash out for that swimming pool or pay off cumbersome debts. The time is now. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. Our team of professionals will ensure your experience is painless. We'll explore all your options and make sure you're not overpaying for closing costs. MojaveMortgages.com. Tall on integrity, short on fees.
And MLS number 183058.
The Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis Club's third annual Kiwanis Kids Expo is Saturday, March 27th at Ken Fovark Park, 10 o'clock till 2. Kids Expo is all about keeping local children busy, safe, and healthy. The Kids Expo is exclusively sponsored by Tri-State Arcade, Kid Castle, and Laser Tag, all located in Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort and Casino. Over 80 booths filled with information for our Tri-State area children. Youth activities, clubs, sports associations, organizations, state and county services, hospitals, law enforcement, fire department, and churches. Free fun to be had at the Kiwanis Splash Pad, City Pool, Water Slide, and Bounce House. The Kiwanis thanks our annual community partners. The sponsorship program includes Perkins Restaurant and Bakery, Ron's Tire Pros, Finley Chevy Buick GMC and Used Car Center, River Rat Motorsports, Dot Foods, Rim Country Rock and Yard, and Wickersham Insurance Agency. And media partners, Murphy Broadcasting, TV2, Radio Central, and News West.
Come on, Cher, cooperate. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. International Women's Day. Keep taking those notes out there if you're listening, because I'm bringing you experts. And now we're going to go into the studio again. And Emily Stevens, who is the Chief Nursing Officer at Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you, Larry?
Good. Always good. You've been on before.
I have.
But you're the top dog in nursing in Warm Sea. How did you get to that position?
Well, many years ago, I started as a nurse's aide and worked my way up. I went for a two-year degree as associate nurse when I lived in Alaska, went after my bachelor's, my master's, and recently completed my doctoral in healthcare administration.
Wow. So, along this route, did you have any mentors that you were working with or guiding you?
I think every day you have mentors if you're willing to look and open up to it. Just listen to what people are saying. But great mentor was always my father, Pete Probasco. Mentors that I worked in that would promote me up and allow me to do the roles. I think back when I was a nurse's aide, I had a chief nurse that said to me, Sue Peterson, and this would be approximately 37 years ago, that she said, if you study hard and you always keep the patient first and care for them as if you're your family, you will go a long way in nursing.
And she was right.
She is right.
You're about as far as you can go.
I think so.
I guess the next step would just be to take Mike's job.
Yeah. No, our CEO, he is outstanding. We make a very good team.
Well, and our community wins.
Yes, they do.
I mean, our community really wins when we have I read the Life commercial for Warm Sea, and it's like 9 sentences, because all I do is talk about the buildings that you guys have and what's available in our community, starting right here in Laughlin with that.
Correct.
And so Mike has done a great job in leading also. What would you have done different if you had to?
Things that I've done different is probably listen to my father when I graduated from high school. I figured I didn't need to go to college, and I was going to go live on the beach in Hawaii. So I went back to school when I was a single mom. And I think things that I would approach people to is really invest in these programs that they have. You know, when you're looking in your junior and senior year, solidify what you're interested in and go out there and research that. Because there's so much to offer, and spending that time before you're a parent or you have dependents and so forth is so important to progress yourself.
Yeah, well, and now in our school systems, where in your junior and senior year you can take dual enrollment classes.
Correct.
You can actually graduate with your high school diploma and your AA all at the same time.
Correct. And I was one of those students that could have gone to college for free in Alaska because of the role my father played. But again, you know, at 18 years old, I knew everything, and I was not going to need college in my life.
Yeah. How soon we learned that we were wrong, huh?
Correct.
Yeah. What kind of recommendations would you give to young ladies today?
I would say, you know, nursing is not just for ladies.
True.
You know, there are great men that are nurses out there. I would tell them there are so many different opportunities, whether it's bedside nursing, whether it's a specialty or so forth. Spend the time. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center offers job shadowing. So if you have a thought or an idea, please contact us, because we would be more than happy to sit down to talk to you, not only about the jobs that we have, but if you are a student at high school and are trying to research what you want to do in life, we'd like to cultivate that. It is so important to look at what you can bring back to the community, and I think if we can show them the things that they have can be exposed to and the subspecialties we do and so forth, it'd be an interest to come back. You know, because at one point we're going to have someone take care of us.
Exactly. And I think the college is also trying to put out there the notion that you don't need to leave your communities.
Correct.
You know, sitting here with us is Jenna Morga, whose daughter is right here in Bullhead City and has an awesome job.
She does. She
yeah.
is. And we have some members of Gina's family that work in our hospital that do a great job.
That's true.
You know.
I do want to. It's my chance to brag about Emily a little bit.
And oh, my goodness.
Okay.
I just wanted, because it's International Women's Day, I was at our safety huddle, which we have each morning, this morning, and looked around at the women that Emily leads. And I'd say the team that she leads is about 80% women, strong women. And it takes a strong woman to be able to have the wherewithal to lead, to know when you have smart women under your care.
Exactly.
And she has a lot. Maybe I'd say there were 18 women leaders in that
yes.
room this morning.
Good.
And I'm pretty proud of that group and of Emily for being able to lead them. She does a wonderful job, and so do all those leaders. So we're really pleased to be able to brag about all of the directors of all those units. And
both your girls work in healthcare in Bullhead.
They do. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they didn't leave our town.
I did have one. Well, both went to college somewhere
well, yes,
else, but they
yeah.
did come back.
They
yep.
came back.
They yep. promised they would never come back. Not
even to visit. isn't that kids in general though? They say,
yep.
you know, I'm leaving and I'm not coming back.
I was one of those. I think it's important to put out the relationship that Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is trying to make, especially with the younger individuals that are researching. We partner with several classes with at the college and offer the clinicals there. But the other piece that we do is bringing on new residency programs. We have new residency programs in each one of our units in our departments. And this year, we're very proud to offer our first nurse residency program in both in our ER and in our ICU. So it's getting that exposure, spending that time, doing the classes and the didactics the right way so that you have nurses that are learning and feeling empowered to step up and care for our patients.
Good. And you've had probably your toughest year in medicine?
I will tell you, if those of you don't realize, I was born and raised in Alaska, and I've faced many pandemics and different things in Alaska when you live up there. But I don't think nothing in my whole nursing career prepared me for COVID. And I will tell you, I have never been so proud of a team. And I've worked with many teams. I've been in nursing for 35 years. And I've never been so proud of this group here at Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. So proud of our community. How we've come together with the community to caring for the healthcare workers as they came in each and every day. Because we're not your first defense. We're your last defense.
Right.
And so it was just amazing how we stepped up, how we partnered, how we gave out supplies, how we've stepped up and vaccinated our community. Because above all, the biggest thing is that we care with our heart, and we want to make sure that we're caring for our community.
Yeah, because nursing, a lot of it is a passion.
Yes.
And it is the heart. It's not just the skill set. It's just not. It's not just the knowledge. It's inside too.
Yes, yeah. Very much so. And you know, you have I go home with as many years of nursing, but you always go home with that one time that you've been touched by a family and so forth. And I can tell you there was a weekend that I came in June where we experienced several COVID deaths over that weekend. And it was so hard. But watching the team pull together, we actually lost one of our own nurses.
Right.
And as they stood there in that moment holding those hands, saying those prayers, you just knew the greatness that was standing in that room, the care that just evolved and so forth. So it's dignity, it's the reception of seeing someone at birth and the dignity at the time of dying.
Yeah.
That is so important in nursing.
If someone's listening and they're thinking that they've got a granddaughter or a daughter that mentioned they want to get into nursing, can they get in touch with you and sit down with you?
Absolutely. I love talking about nursing. I love sharing stories. I love telling about the great things that nursing can do. And I've been both at the bedside. Years ago, I used to be a flight nurse. I used to work in NICU with the critical infants, to now working in leadership.
Wow. Wow. What a great career.
Thank you.
What a great career. And I'm not the mayor and I'm not the city manager, but speaking on behalf of both of them, we're glad you're our chief nursing officer.
Thank you so much.
And Bullhead City should be too. So 763-CARE, 763-2273, if you want to get a hold of Emily and ask her some questions and maybe sit down with your daughter or granddaughter, you know, and guide them on the path.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after this.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Our 75th year has brought some exciting changes to Mojave Electric Cooperative members. One of the newest features for our members is a 24/7 outdoor kiosk where members can now pay their bill at their own convenience. Practice social distancing while being able to pay with cash, card, or check at the new kiosk located on the east-facing side of our member services office. For questions regarding the kiosk and fine details about payment options, please call 928-763-1100 or walk inside the member services office and ask away.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Radio Central will be at the Bullhead City Winter Expo in the Anderson Fieldhouse Thursday, March 11th. The expo runs 8 till 2. Our country station, KJJJ Nash 1023, will be on location with a remote broadcast 10 till noon, followed by a special Speak Out 2.0 show on KNTR Talk from noon till 1. We'll have goodies to give away and an autographed guitar by country music artist Darius Rucker, Brothers Osborne, and Kenny Chesney, to name a few. We'll see you at the Bullhead City Winter Expo.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we're here to make sure your family is protected through all stages of life. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you a peace of mind and a true sense of family security. In Bullhead City, Greg Eidsness will take his time to sit with you and design the perfect protection for your family, a plan that can grow and change as your family does. Call Greg today, 763-8464. 763-8464. It never hurts to sit down and talk, and questions are free. 763-8464.
It's International Women's Day. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, and we're featuring women of our community. And we have Cher doing all of our music today. How perfect is that? Now we get back into the studio, and one of the ladies here who is well-known all around our town of Bullhead City and, you know, all the way out to Oatman and Topok, Autumn Boyle Robinson. How are you?
I am peachy. It's a beautiful Monday.
Isn't it, though?
It's gorgeous.
I know. It's going to be cold by the end of the week, though.
I saw that.
I was like, what the heck? I thought we were going to stay in the 80s, you know? CEO of the Boys and Girls Club.
That is true.
How does someone get that position?
You know, it's... That's a longer story that we probably have time for.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, I went to college. I was born and raised here. And then I went to NAU and studied business, which was phenomenal. Absolutely love the NAU campus. And got into sales because that seemed like, you know, the right thing to do. And I enjoyed that, but I really wanted to come home because I was stuck in Phoenix and home called my name. And so here's where it gets really long. I'll try to keep it really short. Mm-hmm. But my husband fell out of a motorhome because he's a little on the klutzy side, and he hurt his knee. So he went to the doctor, and he needed heart surgery, which was not related to the fall at all.
Wow.
But it just happened to get caught because of the hurt knee. And so at that point, we looked at our little life and said, okay, we have a brand new business. We have a toddler, and I have a husband who is 36 years old and going in for open heart surgery. And I said, I want to keep the husband and the toddler.
Yeah.
The business has got to go. So we took like a 6-month hiatus and got him all fixed up, and he's better. He's great. And during that time, I had gotten really involved in the Kiwanis, and I got really involved with building a playground. And then I kind of came to the point where I'm like, I guess I need a job again.
Whoops.
And so I ended up working with Nancy Mongeau over at the Legacy Foundation.
Right.
Learned a ton. It was like getting a whole new degree. It was fascinating. And I had always wanted to be in the nonprofit sector, but being in sales, I kind of had the golden handcuffs, you know, it was really hard to let those nice big
right.
paychecks go when, because nonprofits, in case you didn't know, not the
yeah.
greatest paying jobs.
Yeah.
But absolutely wonderful for your soul, which is great. And, yeah, so I worked at the Legacy Foundation, and then I opened up the Topox 66 Foundation for Topox 66. And did that for a few years, and then the position at the Boys and Girls Club opened up, and I went and talked to them, and it was fate.
Great.
Yeah.
And how long have you been doing it now?
4 years.
4 years already.
4 years already. Yeah. It's crazy.
And you've expanded quite a bit. We have a store right above us right here.
We do, and a teen center right above us.
Yeah, that's right. Teen mm-hmm. center, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we've expanded a ton. You know, we have 5 clubs and 3 thrift stores. You know, I have 60 employees plus another about 40 volunteers.
And you're preparing to break ground for a club?
That is what I'm told.
Uh-huh. And where's that going to be?
So we are going to be on the corner of La Requiza and Aztec.
Okay.
So we are waiting impatiently because that's just how I roll for things to be more finalized. But, but
okay.
yeah.
So when will we break ground, you think?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I've stopped trying to put a date on it because it seems like the universe just keeps going, ah, yeah. she's planning again. So.
Okay. So how do you prepare to be in positions of leadership?
I think the most important thing that you can do as a leader is be a listener. I think most people want to be heard, and a lot of people, you know, everybody has a valuable opinion. And if you can learn to be an active listener and really hear what they're trying to say and, you know, make sure that you're understanding what they're trying to communicate, and then really try to incorporate what you can. You know, I always try to say, you know, this is what I heard you tell me. Is that what you were trying to say?
Right.
And then if it's something, you know, completely not crazy, but I mean off the wall where you're like, okay, well, that's a great idea. I don't think I can incorporate that right now.
Right.
You know, and we find that with our, because one of the things that is really challenging in my spot is that we are so multi-generational.
Yeah.
You know, you have the 5-year-olds in the door, which I don't get into a lot of conversations with the 5-year-olds. but sometimes, you know, we'll have one of those days where there's a whole bunch of stuff going on, and I have a 5-year-old, and you're trying to get him to tell you why did they stick them in that girl's hair. But, you know, you're trying to, you know, work with kids anywhere from 5, and then a lot of our staff and volunteers are in their 70s. I have some in their 80s.
Right.
And so you're really working across so many different generations.
And you have staff that are 17, 18. And,
oh, absolutely. Yeah. I have staff that are 16, 17, 18, 19, and really trying to make sure that you're hearing what they're trying to say. And a lot of times they just want to be heard.
Right.
So really taking a step back and saying, okay, is this something I need to fix, or did you just need to really, like, get that out?
And you're a young executive. So when you talk about having volunteers in their 70s working for you and volunteering, do they find you intimidating or vice versa?
I don't think I'm intimidating at all, but I think sometimes I try to, especially with our volunteers, to make sure that you are over appreciative. You know, I think one of the things that being a volunteer, it means you're giving your time to an organization. And so that, and I've tried to coach some of my staff too. It's like, you have to work harder than the volunteers.
Right.
Because
yeah, you are getting paid.
You are getting paid. So make sure to shower with them with appreciation and, you know, finding out what is their love language. What do they need to feel appreciated? For some people, that is just a thank you. Good morning, Leela. And for some people, it is they want to, you know, surprise them with a coffee or bring in new staff shirts or volunteer shirts. And some of them just want a handwritten note. Some of them just want to hear the stories about the kids. So it's really just finding out, you know, what drives them to be willing to volunteer.
Yeah. What recommendations would you give today for young ladies that look at you and think, I want her job?
Always be willing to ask the questions and be willing to be uncomfortable.
Oh.
Because I think, you know, growing up, I always wanted a corner office and high heels. Like that with my Barbie dolls had corner offices and high heels, and that was what I wanted. And to this day, I will not be caught in high heels. I'm not built for that. But I think, you know.
But your office is in the corner.
My office, I have the corner office.
That's right.
It's fabulous.
Yeah.
I love it. But I wouldn't have gotten there if I hadn't had pushed and asked those questions of people. You know, I remember I was a brand new salesperson when I was in Phoenix, and we went to a holiday party at my boss's house, which was an absolutely beautiful home. And I just blatantly asked him, I said, how do I get here?
Right.
You know, I want this.
Yeah.
And
I like your home.
Yeah. Like, I want to be in this position. What do I need to do? And, you know, some people can find that intimidating, but I think if you do it with an attitude of genuine curiosity and wanting to, I don't want you to hand it to me. I want to achieve this. So how do I achieve this? What are the next steps? And so I think if you're always willing to continually, like, ask the questions and take those steps and understand that you're going to have to start at the bottom. And that has been, you know, the hardest thing for some of the younger kids I've coached to learn, that you're going to clean a toilet. That is just part of growing up in the career ladder.
Yep, it is, isn't it?
So.
Yeah. Well, how do people get in touch with you if they're listening and think, I want my granddaughter to talk with her. I want my daughter to talk with her.
Absolutely. Probably the easiest way would be email, and that is autumn@clubriver.org.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
This was fun.
We appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Chest pain, severe abdominal pain, or sudden numbness can be symptoms of a health emergency, and they're called emergencies for a reason. At Western Arizona Regional Medical, we know your concern for your safety. We are too. So don't delay care when faced with a life-threatening symptom. With limited entry points, screening, sanitizing, and social distancing, WARMC is taking extra precautions to keep our emergency rooms safe and ready to care for you. Visit WARMC.com or call 911 in an emergency.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help, or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals, servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship, and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers, holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Mini-Ad Lawson and Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring
Horizon Community Bank isn't a big business. We're just like you, local business, part of our community. Hi, this is Tristan Johnson, mortgage loan originator with Horizon Community Bank. When you visit one of our local Horizon Community Banks, you're not treated as clients of an everywhere corporate bank. You're treated just like family, greeted with friendly service and a complete understanding of your banking business. When you bank with us, you're supporting a local business, just like yours, friends, family, and neighbors who live and work in our communities. Horizon Community Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Going to get right into our next guest. We have Catherine Lopez-Rajimi with Bullhead City Insurance. How are you?
Good. How are you, Larry?
Good. So one of the first things I'm asking some of these ladies is, how did you get to where you are?
How did I get to where I am? Well, I started in banking.
Put that microphone right in front of your mouth.
I started in banking when I was 17 years old, still in high school, and, you know, that was a good foundation. I did banking for, 16 years. And was going to go into insurance with a captive company and decided that wasn't for me, but I had done everything to start an insurance company or start, you know, working in an insurance. So decided, well, what am I going to do? And we ended up doing an independent agency, which is one of the best decisions I've made.
Yeah. So. And you've been in Bullhead how many years?
44 years.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah. And your dad ran... the transmission shop in Old Bullhead?
Yeah, we had Mike Spring and Alignment.
Yep, forever and ever and ever.
So, and he was an entrepreneur, so I think I learned a lot about being an entrepreneur from my dad.
Okay.
So, you know, you have to take risk.
So along the way, did you have other mentors?
I did. Well, high school, I had a lot of wonderful teachers like Mrs. Vallon, Mrs. Nestrick, the person that used to do my taxes, Patty Walker from AAA Business Services. She taught me how to do my own business account and then my payroll. And, you know, a lot of people helped me along the way. Glenn, you know, he was an entrepreneur before I became an entrepreneur. So
that's your husband.
Mm-hmm, my husband. So
for the audience that may not know who Glenn is.
Yeah. So he, you know, he helped me a lot too, because it is taking a chance. And
right.
It's a lot. It's a lot of hard work and a lot of hours, a lot of proving yourself to a lot of different, well, in my case, companies, to let me have appointments so that I could write insurance.
Right. Because as an independent, you write for a lot of different companies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
And is it hard to get that started when you know?
You know, I would say it took about a year to just start marketing and going and getting some of the companies, and then 2 to 3 years from there just to continue to grow your agency.
Right.
So this year is going to be 17 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
All right. What would you have done differently?
What would I have done differently? I don't think I would have done anything differently. I think you go through things in life and you just sometimes don't realize why you're going through them at that time. And then something else comes up in your future like, oh, no wonder why I went through that. You know, and you just don't know, but it, you know, it's there, and you do it, you learn from it, you grow from it, and you just move forward.
And you recently really stepped out. You're on the Fort Mojave Fire Board.
I am. That's been a really good learning experience for me.
Right. Because you're in charge.
I'm not in charge.
Well,
I'm on the board.
Yeah, but
so
the board is in charge.
There's five of us. So
yeah.
It's nice to learn and grow. That's something I hadn't done before was, you know, being an elected official. So it was new, and it's interesting, you know.
Yeah. Do you go to the fire district meetings and classes? And
I do.
Yeah.
I've been to a couple. In fact, I'm due this year, so I'll have to get that training done.
Yeah.
And that, again, is educational. You learn a lot, so it's nice. Free education, I guess.
Yeah, and you know? It's required, isn't it?
It is required.
Yeah, yeah.
It is. And so... But no, I've been on the chamber board. I started with the chamber in 2000 when I did. I was a branch manager for the bank inside the Super Walmart, or it was inside the Super Walmart. So I learned a lot about the chamber, and I was on that board for 9 years.
Oh, okay.
So.
Right. So you keep giving back.
I do. I do.
That's part of being in
Bullhead
City.
Well, the community
City,
keeps giving back to us.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got to keep it going.
Yeah. What recommendations would you give for young ladies that look at you and think, I want to do that?
Never give up. Push on, onward and upwards, you know, because there's, like with anything in life, there's things that'll knock you down. but you just get up and you just move forward. And that's why I always say onward and upwards. Just keep remembering that.
And you have two daughters.
I do, two amazing daughters.
So. Yeah, and they're involved in 4-H?
My younger daughter's involved in 4-H. My older daughter, not. She's just turned 24, believe it or not. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I just keep telling her, you're catching up to me. But she did Girl Scouts, so I did Girl Scouts for many years and dance and all that. And this daughter, she likes 4-H. She loves horses and chickens and dogs. And
good.
So
it's a good atmosphere.
It is.
Yeah.
So our new thing this year will be goats.
Goats?
Yeah. So we're always learning.
Good. All right. So how can people get in touch with you if they've listened and they want to ask you more questions, or maybe their daughter asks you questions or granddaughter?
Sure. They can call me at my office. It's 928-768-4211. Call us and anytime. I'd love to talk to people. You know, when I started in high school, they gave me the opportunity in banking. And so I believe in giving young people opportunities.
And you went to Mojave High.
I did.
Yeah.
And it's a great school. Still a great school.
Yep.
My daughter went there. She loved it. Graduated from Mojave. So.
Good. Yeah. So it just keeps coming around and around and around.
It does.
And your daughter's still here in Bullhead?
She is.
Good.
Yeah, she helps me out. So.
Oh, good. Okay.
So she's learning. She's learning the industry.
Yep. Very good. And your younger daughter, what does she want to do someday?
I'm sure it's something with animals. I don't know. I just get that feeling.
All right. Catherine, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Larry.
And providing our audience with information about owning your own business and onward and upward.
Yep. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you. All right. So give these ladies a call if you have questions for them. This show will be available online, as always. You can just put in Speak Out 2.0 on your phone and it'll bring it up. Or you can go to kntrtalk.com and right down the bottom left-hand corner. It'll get up around midnight tonight and available tomorrow. If you want to sit down with a granddaughter or a daughter and have them listen to it, I guarantee you I'm going to be doing that. Five great ladies who took time out today for International Women's Day to come in and visit with you. So have a great day. Sean Hannity is up next after the news at the top of the hour, and I'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow we have two more great women, Dawn Abbott, who's the CEO of Mojave Mental Health, and she's bringing with her Barbara Whalen, and she is the Children's Clinical Director for Mojave Mental Health. So should be a great show, and I hope you'll tune in tomorrow. And don't forget, Sean Hannity after the news. See you then.
We never settled, went from town to town. When you're not welcome, you don't hang around.
Voice of the Free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.